Welcome to the Excel Pod. Welcome to Excel and Reflect. In a world that rarely slows down, this is your invitation to pause. Each week, together, we step away from the noise of life and lean into the stillness of God's Word, creating space to try to think deeply and meditate intentionally and reflect honestly on the words of God. Every episode centers on a specific biblical text or spiritual truth, not for surface-level reading, but for thoughtful engagement that allows God's Word to shape our lives. You see, this podcast is a place that, for only a few minutes, if you will, we can slow down, listen carefully, and try to be formed by the truth of Scripture, whether this is for personal devotion, a quiet meditation, or intentional reflection. So today, with me, as we begin our week, as we begin our day, take a breath, open your heart, and join me as we seek to excel in our understanding and reflect on the faithfulness and goodness of God. This is Excel and Reflect. This week's thought is entitled, Seeing God's Blessings More Clearly. In Matthew chapter 6, verses 25 through 34, Jesus says, For this reason I say to you, do not be worried about your life as to what you will eat or what you will drink, nor for your body as to what you will put on. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air, that they do not sow, nor reap, nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not worth much more than they? And who of you, by being worried, can add a single hour to his life? And why are you worried about clothing? Observe how the lilies of the field grow. They do not toil, nor do they spin. Yet I say to you that not even Solomon in all of his glory clothed himself like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which is alive today and tomorrow thrown into the furnace, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? Do not worry then, saying, What will we eat, or what will we drink, or what will we wear for clothing? For the Gentiles eagerly seek these things, for your heavenly Father knows that you need these things. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. So do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will take care of itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. This week's reflection is about perspective. In Budapest, a man once went to his rabbi with a desperate complaint. Life is unbearable, he said. There are nine of us living in one room. What can I do? The rabbi replied, Take your goat into the room with you, so that he may live with you. Shocked, the man protested, but the rabbi insisted, Do as I said, and come back in a week. A week later, the man returned looking completely exhausted, saying, We can't stand it. The goat is absolutely filthy. The rabbi looked at him and nodded, and then said, Well, go home and take the goat out, and then come back and see me in a week. The man then returned 1 week later, and he was glowing with relief. Life is beautiful, he exclaimed. We enjoy every minute of it now that there's no goat, but now only the nine of us. The story is quite funny, yet the lesson is profound. Perspective changes everything. In Psalm 106 and verse 1, the psalmist reminds us, Praise the Lord. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his loving kindness is everlasting. You see, gratitude is not something we express only when life feels easy. It is a continual offering, a discipline that directs our hearts back to God. Yet we often get caught up in the small frustrations of life, where minor inconveniences can consume our attention while real blessings fade into the background. Satan, unfortunately, knows this, and his aim is to shift our focus from all that is good to all that is irritating and even uncertain. The man in the illustration didn't receive a better solution to his situation. In fact, his circumstances grew temporarily worse. But through that discomfort, he learned to appreciate what he already had. Many of us live spiritually and emotionally crowded lives, but the goat helps us to see the blessings that we had stopped noticing. Jesus addresses this issue directly in Matthew chapter 6, verses 25 through 34, as he reminds us not to worry about food or clothing or tomorrow. He says, God feeds the birds. Are you not worth much more than they? Verse 26. God clothes the grass of the field. Will he not much more clothe you? Verse 30. God knows our needs before we do, and he meets them faithfully. Verse 32. Our task is summed up essentially with two simple instructions within our life as disciples. Number one, seek first his kingdom. And number two, don't worry about tomorrow. Paul echoes this concept in confidence in Ephesians chapter 3, verses 20 through 21, assuring us that God is able to do far more abundantly beyond all that we can ask or even all that we could think. God meets our needs, often in ways that we don't see nor that we fully understand. When life feels overwhelming, it helps to stop. It helps to consider the foundational gifts that we often overlook. Family, work, health, opportunities, education, financial stability, or our church family, and most importantly, the light of Christ. Remove even one of these blessings, and our lives would feel drastically different. Like the man relieved to be rid of the goat, we may discover that what we already have is far more than enough. You see, God knows what we need. God provides what we need. And so we offer him a continual thanks for blessings seen and unseen, and for the blessings that are large and those that are small. To consider the great blessings of God in our life is to look clearly at all that he has done for us in our life. So my challenge to you this week is to look around. See the big things. See the small things. See what you're able to do in the gifts that you have, and see how those around you are blessing you in ways that you may not have seen before. Consider the fact that God is working in your life, and you will understand far greater that the Lord is blessing you in your life. As we close today's episode, take some time to carry this thought with you into the rest of your day and the rest of your week. Excel and Reflect is more than just a podcast. It really is an invitation to pause, to listen, and to let God's word speak deeply into your life. So don't rush away from all that we have thought about today. Sit with it, think about it, and let it shape the way that you think, the way that you respond, and the way that you walk with God. Each week we'll return with another passage, another truth to consider, and another opportunity to reflect on how Scripture continues to form our hearts and direct our steps. Remember, alongside each episode, we'll also have written articles that will continue that reflection and allow you to take it with you and make notes on your own to dig deeper into these spiritual thoughts. I want to thank you today for joining me, and until next time, I hope that you'll keep your heart open, your mind focused, and your spirit attentive and let's continue to excel and reflect together.